Don't forget to wear your headphones.
Hey, honey. You look so nice by the beach, with the sand around you and the sea on the horizon. Your eyes contrast very well with the color of all of them. Yeah, they are beautiful. You are beautiful. That's why I wanted a little getaway, you know, with all the stuff that's going on and with all of the worries that everyone has. Nobody really has the time to decompress and relax and become whole again. That's why I wanted this little escapade with you, with my darling. Such beauty. It's a shame not to show it off, isn't it? I'm joking. Well, kind of. I just want to show you off, of course. I want all the boys in the yard to be jealous, perhaps. No. I just wanted to spend good old quality time with my darling, because you are just that, you are my darling, and I want you to be with me, even in these times of hardship, in places that bring back memories and joy, like you bring joy into my life, which you do. So, here we are. Now, I know that you first didn't want to come here with me because you said, oh, it's too dangerous, what about masks and, you know, everything else. But I found this spot, didn't I? This spot on the beach. Just empty. And still beautiful. And still legal to access, of course. It's pretty hard finding places like this. It does have more rocks than usual, but every good thing comes at a price. And I think having a couple of rocks and walking a couple of minutes more is kind of fair for what we are having right here. Such an amazing and unforgettable experience. Something that we haven't been able to do in months. Right, darling. Isn't that right? So, I just want you to relax this time. Relax for all the times that you couldn't before. Relax with me and enjoy our own company. You know, it's pretty hard to stay like that, feeling that kind of thing when you're enclosed to your house for months at a time, only going out to buy some things, even if, and to work sometimes. You know that I work online and you don't work full time, so, you know, tough. But just listen at those ways. Let yourself be lost in them. Let yourself be lost in my voice. In the voice of your loving boyfriend. My beautiful darling. You mean the world for me. To me. I mean, you are my world. You know that, right? My life revolves around you, and I can't afford to lose you. And all the experiences we have together are the best experiences I've had in my life. All of them. Except for that one time in which my friend showed me that video of the guy falling in the river. That was epic. But other than that, you're on the 9 of the top 10. I'm joking, of course. 8 of the 10. And you look lovely. all the time. And I know it's also been tough for you because you haven't had any excuses to dress pretty. Not that you don't look pretty, but you know, I haven't either. Like, being in a clothing like this, I don't presume to do it at home because it's kind of weird. And opportunities like this to, well, show off my beautiful partner don't come that easy. So I had to take the chance, didn't I? Oh, look at that, there's people over there. Hey, this is my partner, and I love them. Do you think they heard that? Yeah, I don't think they did either. I kind of whispered. Anyway. Just let's relax. Unwind. Let yourself loose for a while. Let the waves of the sea, the wind by the seashore, cleanse your soul, which we both desperately need, of course. Do you want to rant? Do you want me to rant for you? You know what I hate? Right now, I hate that a lot of things are closed. So awful. Like in some cities, there's only two pizza places opened. Can you imagine that? Must be awful. Now, all of the other ones are delivery, well, some of them. But can you imagine having limited options like that? Another thing I hate is that I can't really go buy clothing anymore. I can't, because they don't allow it to be tested. And you know how I am with clothing sizes. They don't fit, even though they say they are the same size that blah 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 blah, standard, whatever. Freaking companies. You know what I also hate? On the topic of that, now not buying in person, but buying online. Everyone is buying online now. I mean, everyone did before as well, but now everyone's buying everything online at the same time. Isn't that a crazy thing? I don't want to say names, but it rhymes with, I don't want a river from Brazil, let's say it. They take so gosh darn long to deliver things. Especially the first few months that this happened. If you try to order anything, it's like, oh, delays, blah 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 blah. Thank you for staying as a customer. Ah, Jesus Christ, I hated that. I still do. You know, I just bought something the other day. I'm not getting mad. It was like $200. I mean, don't get mad, I said. So, I bought that the other day, and they told me, "Oh, it's out of stock. You're gonna have to wait." Now, granted, I bought it anyway because it was a good deal, like 23% discount. So, the thing is that they don't even know when is it gonna be delivered? Isn't that crazy? One thing I do enjoy though is that in the supermarket you see everyone wearing a mask, at least where I live. Nobody's making a fuss about anything. And people are starting to be more kind to each other because they understand what's going on. They're empathetic and awesome and epic. Like the other day, do you remember that old lady? She was so kind to us. And she reminded me of how much I love you. And I need that sometimes. I sometimes get lost in material things. Everyone does. But then I looked at you, and you were so beautiful. Standing there at a supermarket, with your pajamas almost. But you're the person that I fell in love with. Just like you are right now. Let's just enjoy the rest of our afternoon in silence. Let's enjoy the sounds behind my voice. And let's forget about everything else. Like I forget about everything else when I see your face.